Live from the Rose Studios, this is your boy Jay Wonder, a.k.a. your favorite bartender's favorite bartender, Jeff McCoy. You're listening to the Street 16 Podcast.
That's why something's so hard to be remembered, like how you got a deal, because I wouldn't recommend you. The road was kind of rocky like Denver, remember? My main man smashed in the back of my fender. My cousin's body never found, drowned in the river. I can't even count all the trouble I got into. Brookline, nigga, done.
Peace and greetings. Welcome to the Street 16 Podcast. It's been 14 days since my last podcast, so this is what I want to do. I want to come to the studio and talk about a whole bunch of stuff with my friends. My man on my right, Jeff McCoy.
Yo, yo.
Yeah, what's going on, brother?
I'm doing great, man. How about yourself?
All good, all good.
How's the week been?
We're going to get to that.
Yeah?
We're going to get to that.
Oh, no.
Is this like the dog days of summer yet? Between the 4th of July and Labor Day, you got like 9-8 weeks without a holiday.
Yeah, it's hot as hell.
It's hot as hell.
Retarded. Crackhead stereos.
Can we say retarded on TV?
I think we passed that. Like, mentally challenged. Retarded is retarded. I think there's been a divide. You know what I mean?
Do you remember the song called Get Retarded? It was an old school hip hop song.
Yes.
You remember it?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I know I don't need to ask my sister this, but my favorite panelist, Miss Key Crawford. How you doing, sister?
I'm good. How are you, baby?
Excellent, excellent. So you enjoying your summer?
I'm loving summer. I'm loving every bit of it.
All school and work?
Some. A little bit of partying, too.
Oh, okay. A little bit of partying, too. Any details?
Oh, no, I can't share that.
Sunday funny at Captain George's. We see you on social media out here fronting.
No Black China videos.
No Black China videos.
Shout out to Black China. Single-handedly tearing down the Kardashians.
Yes.
I love it.
Yes.
We're going to get to that. I want to give a shout out to my engineer, Chris Stassi.
Yeah.
Excellent, Chris. Good work by you as always.
Roses.
Yeah.
One syllable is enough. But look, a lot of things been going on lately, and sometimes I really don't know where to begin. I kind of want my panelists to just turn it up a notch.
The boy OJ is home. The juice is loose.
He ain't home yet, though.
Oh, it's happening. It's done.
It's October, right? He comes back in October?
Yeah, October 1st is his first eligible day. So
the juice is loose. So, and the Broncos about to come back out. Shout out to Ford.
I heard about that, you know? And it's crazy because OJ was a Buffalo Bill, but he drove in a Bronco. So let's see what the football analogies. Because one of his parole hearing representatives was rocking a Kansas City Chiefs tie. And people thought that was inappropriate for him to rock a football NFL tie at an OJ hearing. It was a couple of things about the hearing.
A lot of people think it's inappropriate that he still has an open standing invitation to Camden for the Hall of Fame. So,
right.
I mean, there's going to be a bunch of scrutiny.
You think he's going to show up?
Nah, probably not. He hasn't been.
If you was OJ, would you show up?
Why not?
I know. I figured you would.
You got a cop? I mean, look, man, you got what? An Oscar-winning documentary,
mm-hmm.
A couple of reality shows, mm-hmm. or reality shows based on that, a couple of movies. Shout-outs to, Cuba Gooding?
Right.
You know, but...
He did terrible in that role.
It was horrible, but shout-out to Cuba.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of him anyway.
That's Will Smith's fault, but we'll talk about that later.
It's not Will Smith's fault.
It's Will Smith's fault.
I'm less of a fan of Will Smith.
Oh,
either way. But, I mean, if your NFL pension is $1,700 a month, you're O.J. Simpson, the buzz behind your name, shout-outs to Jay-Z, you know what I mean, is big right now. We live in a capitalist country. Capitalize.
Interesting you brought that up. You think Jay did that on purpose? Because, I mean, we knew a long time when his hearing was going to drop. And we kind of knew that he was probably going to get out.
Jay's not stupid. I don't know if, I mean, it could be matter of circumstantial, you know, hapstance. But your boy Hov ain't dumb.
I think he did it on purpose.
Yeah, I'm sure.
If I was to just think about that.
If I had to speculate, yeah definitely.
Yeah, just from my artist's ears. You think he did that on purpose, Chris?
Yeah.
One syllable, Chris.
Good work by you. Sister Key.
Yes.
All right, today we was going to do some top five lists. You know, top five is always fun. The one thing that I don't like about top five lists is when people do the same redundant top five lists. You know, top five actors, top five rappers, top five presidents. You know, give me something unique. And so what I came up with is top five OJ predictions. What are we going to see the Juice do in the 6 months after he get out? Now, he ain't getting out to October, which will be football season, so he won't be able to show up for the Hall of Fame and, you know, game, which starts in the preseason in August. But anybody got a prediction of what OJ may do in the next 6 months?
Get that mouth swab with Khloe Kardashian to prove that he's the father. Get on Maury. Get it popping off there. That's my prediction.
What you think, kid? Daughter.
I honestly think he's going to be involved in some type of scandal, whether it be the police planted something on him or he got angry somewhere, like, because he's under fire right now. Everybody's watching him. He's going to do something.
Right.
He did act up in the parole hearing.
Right.
He got a little indignant.
Right.
I'm surprised he actually got the judgment that he got.
Right, right.
He's a little loud, but
And you know, they said that he was also a little long-winded, which goes back to the whole OJ theory that he thinks that he can talk his way out of anything. And the first thing that lawyers tell you is answer a question directly to the point and don't elaborate. Ain't that right, Stas?
Yeah.
There you go. Beautiful, beautiful. So, yeah, we took notes. For those of you that can see us on TV, my brother Jay Wonder.
I bought a past due bill.
Yeah, a past due bill with a bunch of notes on it. Often, Floyd Mayweather.
Young nigga. You're ruining my top five, nigga, man. What are you doing?
Yeah. You know, we're going to come back to that. And Key is writing her notes on a guest check server pad. Do y'all use these at the bar?
No. My memory is impeccable. I didn't think
bartenders wrote down. I say buffalo blaine in with extra blue cheese, calamari rings, and nachos.
I got that from Chris.
Chris, is that your pad?
Nah.
Oh, he does say other stuff. Okay.
But who am I to talk, because the G.O.D., the grumpy old dictatorship, as I'm known, has a server pad with Cheesecake Factory logo. And I got rhymes and to-do list and a whole bunch of other stuff.
Hold on, they paying us? Is Cheesecake paying us for you to say their name right now?
Yo, listen, man. They are not paying me. What about you, Stas? Are they paying you?
Yeah.
You hear the emotion in that?
That sounds so great.
They are not paying him enough. Or maybe he don't want nobody to know where he really work at. Stas, you got a show coming up. When is it?
The 3rd of August at Mona Lisa's Bar and Restaurant.
Can I get a date on Friday? And if you're busy, I wouldn't mind taking Saturday.
Hey, so listen, where the hell is Mona Lisa's at, man?
It's on a South Military Highway. Newtown Roadish. Over there. Yeah.
Did we just young boy you? Because you said, like you didn't recognize that Fuji's joint.
And on top of that...
Oh, no. It just came out of nowhere. I was not ready for it.
And South Military Highway does not intersect with Newtown Roadish, just so you know, people.
Google it. Ask Siri.
I got tickets.
Tickets on Decky.
I got tickets. Molly's is... Just Google it. Molly's is restaurant bar.
Not the song.
What?
He doesn't know the song. Chris.
Mona Lisa's restaurant and bar. Oh. That's what we're talking about right now. Let's get back to the topic.
No.
Let's get back to the topic.
Before we go to break, you know, because, see, you know, I always hear the phrase age before beauty, and there's a lot of latent ageism that goes on with my podcast, and it's fine. You know, please make fun of me, you know, because you're going to get it right back. But let's zone in on Chris real quick.
Leave Chris alone.
Are you familiar with the classic hip-hop song Mona Lisa? Yes or no?
If I hear it, yes.
That's a no. Ladies and gentlemen.
Give Chris!
No.
Why are you always championing Chris?
One more thing.
Because I'm going to.
One more thing, Chris. All right. If I had to give you two guesses, and the hint is the artist who made that song is on your wall right now. You get two guesses. Who sung Mona Lisa? Keep in mind who's asking you this question.
And Mona Lisa, can I get a date on Friday? And if you're busy, I wouldn't mind taking Saturday. Round up the posse. Somebody's coming around the way.
Listen. I want to give you one more hint. One more hint.
All right.
The song that Jeff is singing that refers to Mona Lisa is not the song Mona Lisa. He's singing a song by the Fugees that was called...
Yeah, that sounded very Fugees, so I was about to say that.
It was Fugees, yeah.
I forgot the name of the song, but it wasn't Mona Lisa. There's a song called Mona Lisa.
All right, okay.
Why are you putting him on the spot? Just leave him alone.
I just want
to
see.
No, you're going to leave him alone. Look, you got that boy on the spot. He don't even know what to say right now. 16 podcast. That's what
we're signing out. We'll be back after this break.
Well, it was one of those days.
Not much to do.
I was chilling downtown
with my old school crew.
I went into a store
to buy a slice of pizza.
I bumped into a girl.
Her name was Mona. What?
Mona Lisa.
What?
Mona Lisa. So many. You know what I'm saying? So I said,
excuse me there.
My gosh, you look nice.
Put away your money.
I'll buy that slice.
She said, thanks. I'd rather a slice of you. I'm just kidding.
Welcome back, Street 16 Podcast. Mike Barcliff, Jeff McCoy, Keith Crawford. We was talking about top five. Top five subjects, top five lists. Do you have a top five list that's interesting and unique, that is relatable to the people, that people don't hear every day on everybody else's podcast? I'm looking for interesting, unique, and clever. I'm going to go to my brother, because he's good at this. Jay Wonder, what you got?
Off the top, man, we're going with top five people, groups, and otherwise that need to do better.
Do you include yourself in this group?
Absolutely not. I'm doing great.
All right.
Include yourself, Jeff.
We do this every week.
Include
Why?
I want you to do better.
I can't, if I do any better, I'll be a demigod. I keep telling you that.
All right. Let's hit the list.
Anyway, top five. People, places, and things that need to be do better. Number five. People who you... I need you to listen very closely to me.
Listen.
And fasten your seatbelts.
Listen and fasten.
People who use the word often, you need to do better. The word is not often, it is often. You don't sound any more intelligent. I know it's status quo now, because once you use the word the wrong way so many times over so many years, it doesn't matter anymore. But for the record, the word O-F-T-E-N is pronounced often.
Often.
Often. More often than not. You don't sound any more intelligent by saying often.
Number one.
Number five.
Number five, sorry.
Number five.
Go ahead, my brother.
Number four. Saturday morning cartoons.
They need to do better.
They need to do better.
And you would know this because...
Because I grew up in a time where Saturday morning cartoons were everything.
And now?
They're horrible. They suck.
And you know that because...
I have kids.
Okay.
I have kids that are of the age.
Yes.
But Recess...
That's a cartoon.
Yeah, Recess back in the day. Everybody remember that. Not even Saturday morning cartoons, but just cartoons overall. Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends.
Yo.
One of the greatest cartoons ever.
Yes. Yes.
Key, you can attest to that,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Foster's was everything. It is on... I mean, last time I checked, it was on Netflix. If you haven't watched Foster's Home, Google it. I mean, look it up. It's one of the greatest cartoons ever.
I agree. I watch that often. Go ahead.
Shut your ass up. Number three. Who I'm going to need to do better? Any Lives Matter, hashtag Lives Matter organization, and the NRA.
Talk to us.
I say this case in point because where was NRA when Philando Castile got shot? I would figure that would be something that was really hot and heavy as far as they're concerned.
And they were silent.
And they were silent. Lives Matter. I say that in tune to... I posted on my Facebook the other day a gentleman going in. It was Hassan Ali Ibrahim going in on social media in regards to the young Australian lady who in Florida, was it?
Minnesota,
who was gunned down by a cop over the passenger through the passenger seat out the driver's side window of the patrol car. He went on to say things as, you know, you must be a meth addict outside in her pajamas and approach it. There's a loud noise as she approached the car and et cetera, in defending the cop who took lethal action against this young lady.
So let me get this right. He's from a Lives Matter organization?
No, he's not from a Lives Matter organization, but he's supporting, in a trolling, petty sort of way, he is supporting Blue Lives Matter for the cop who was of
Somali.
Middle Eastern. Yeah, Somali. He's of Middle Eastern descent, but supporting that cop in his actions in gunning down this young woman.
And his way of support was speaking bad of the dead by calling her a meth addict.
Right. A meth addict or a criminal.
What is his name again?
His name is Hassan Ali Ibrahim. Like Abraham, but with an I instead of an A.
Got you.
But, yeah, look him up. It's the one of the funniest things I've read on the internet in quite a long time.
Right. And he was trying to be funny?
He was trolling. He was trolling. He was definitely trolling.
I find that in extreme bad taste.
But he was trolling. But the way he was trolling would be the same way that your Castiles and Mike Browns and Trayvon Martins of the world were portrayed in the media. So if you know what I mean?
Is it wrong to say when they go low, we go high? Is that some corny?
I feel you, but sometimes, especially in 2017, petty's necessary.
And sometimes in 2017, petty is necessary.
It's the age that we live in.
All right, that's number three, right?
That is number three.
All right, moving on.
Number two, people I need to do better. Speaking of OJ, everybody who is counteracting the story of OJ's song with all these clips and movie clips of OJ being pro-black.
Tell us.
The line says, Jay-Z's opening line says it all, man. There's an interview, I've seen it for myself. Uh-huh. Your boy OJ says, I'm not black, I'm OJ.
Right. And what is these videos about him being pro-black?
Oh, just him speaking to groups and sitting out. Mind you, this is around after the trial. Because it just seems to me, a lot of celebrities, black celebrities who defect from the culture and are their own person and, you know what I mean, I want to be seen as more than black and blue, right. Are about that life until some shit goes down, and then you're in your pajamas in a sports blazer with a bunch of Muslims behind you selling bean pies.
You want to rally all the black troops then?
You want to rally all the black troops.
And that was sad, pathetic, and possibly the most funniest part of the OJ documentary. Is that
I was talking about Michael Jackson, but anyway.
Pause. Please send your emails.
I love Mike Jack. Like, don't get me wrong. I love Mike Jack. But a lot of celebrities who shy away from being African-American when they are treated
all right.
as your regular African-American.
Did Mike do that?
Yeah.
The same way OJ did
in the trial. You remember when in the pajama pants and sports blazers standing on top of the limo?
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about did Mike shy away from black people the way that OJ did?
Mike was Mike. He wasn't black. He's Michael Jackson.
So the answer is yes.
Yeah. Definitely.
I disagree with that. But, okay. Yo, you want to say something, Stas?
Oh! You hurt? You mad?
Once again...
No mic slander will be tolerated in this studio.
Thank you.
Even if it's true? Even if it's real?
No mic slander.
Those are not intellectually agreeable arguments because slander and truth cannot be used in the same sentence. So, but I want to tell the audience who's not watching on TV... Our engineer, Chris Stassi, the millennial, just turned around and threw an empty plastic Snapple bottle at Jeff's direction because he talked about Michael Jackson.
Fanta. All I want to say is that they
Fanta.
Don't really
care. I'm sorry. It was Fanta. It was another form of syrup liquid that the white man uses to make money off of black people and give them diabetes.
Snapple got slave ships on the label.
That was Fanta.
All right.
Anyway.
Number one.
Person I need to do better, and this is really a shout out and not a criticism. I think it is an infringement on humanity that Floyd Mayweather do better.
How so?
He's doing great.
He is doing
I need good. Him to do better. For a couple of reasons. One, I feel like personally that the sport of boxing at itself is in limbo with the results of this fight.
With the results of
it is already a struggling sport as far as spectatorism goes, and an outsider coming in and beating somebody who's arguably one of the greatest of all time could definitely cripple the sport even more. So he's got that weight on his shoulder. On a nationalism standpoint, it's kind of funny, you know, how we've got an Irish kid versus an American boy. And it seems in the time and place that we are, when America is supposed to be great again and all this, that, and the other, the big support is going for the Irish boy.
Now, is that white, mostly white support or all support?
I don't know. Have you talked
with many black people that are actually rooting for Floyd or are Floyd fans?
I've seen it both ways.
Okay.
I've seen it both ways. I think a lot of people who are smart in the sport is boxing, because boxing isn't really a sport that a lot of people get into. So you have to appreciate the sport and understand the technicality in mm-hmm. it, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. They know on any given Sunday Floyd Mayweather is supposed to win this fight.
Right.
49-0, you're not supposed to lose a fight to somebody who was outboxed in their recent loss. Because I ask you simply, can Nick Diaz beat Floyd Mayweather? Nah. Then how could Conor McGregor, because I'm pretty sure that Nick Diaz beat him, boxing.
All right, pause.
Anyway.
So, look, here's the thing.
There's a lot on his shoulders right now. I'm going to need him to do better, especially when your boy Conor McGregor's running around rocking a CJ Watson jersey.
So, when you say do better, do you mean...
Yeah, I said this. I brought up the CJ Watson jersey. Yes, I did.
Tell us about the CJ Watson.
CJ Watson is number 23 from the Warriors back in the day. If you don't know who CJ Watson is, get familiar, because the scandal behind his name is that he allegedly had an affair with Floyd Mayweather's wife at the time. So your boy Conor McGregor, in supreme troll fashion, has been rocking a CJ Watson jersey.
Is this one of the wives that allegedly accused Floyd of domestic
abuse? Smacking her up? I don't know. What does that have to do with anything?
I mean, I think that makes the trolling a little bit more...
A little more pertinent? Yeah. I go for it. I'm all for it. But for all of those reasons, I'm going to need Floyd Mayweather to do
But when you say better. Do better, do you mean he needs to win the fight?
He needs to do more than win the fight, bro.
He needs to win the press conferences.
So, let's see. What we had the Patriots beat the Falcons. We had Trump win the election. These things work in threes. All things work in threes. The Patriots won, they weren't supposed to win. Trump won, he wasn't supposed to win. I'm going to need Floyd to do better. He cannot be the third in this crazy-ass wheel of unbalanced victory in this country.
Interesting theories. All right, well, look, that's a great list, my brother. We got a lot to chew on there. When we come back, I will give you my top five cartoon animals of all time. We'll be right back after the break. This is Street 16 Podcast.
When it comes to get the crown, always get the dough.
It's the anti-glamorous, voted unanimous. Mayor of the have-nots, talented, generous. Two of us sound like it's about 10 of us. Acting all wild, talk loud in cinemas. Hot water, the nights got shorter. She bringing me drinks that I did not order. That's a loose ball foul. Need more than adrenaline to boost your now.
Jeff McCoy just gave us his top five, which is a pretty good list. I say it's at least a 7.5 on a scale of 1 to 10. His list was people or things that can do better. I take issue with one of those ones, but we'll get back to that. And Jeff, you
should. Ain't my fault you don't like Floyd.
No. We'll get back to that. But I want to go to my sister, and she, during the break, told me something very interesting. So I hope it comes out just as crazy as I expect it to be, because I would love to argue this one. So I'm going to yield the floor. Miss Key Crawford.
Hey. All right, so my top five list, and this list was compiled from a group of websites that the baby boomers created, because it wasn't us.
Disclaimers.
Yeah, that the top five things that apparently millennials have destroyed for the whole world, and it's ridiculous.
Wow, let's hear it.
All right, so number five on the list that we've apparently destroyed is cloth napkins.
Speak on it.
They claim, and I say they meaning you baby boomers, claim that cloth napkins were so important before, and now that we eat at all these restaurants that have paper napkins, the cloth napkin industry is going out of business.
Cloth napkins are nasty.
They hold germs and dirt, and no, I'm not okay with it. Like, I'm okay with my paper napkins.
What about the environment?
They're biodegradable. They're paper napkins.
Okay.
They can be recycled.
Okay. Plus five for Key. She put me in my place.
Gotcha.
What's number four?
All right. So number four on this list is wine corks. Because apparently all wine is now being replaced with screw caps.
That's not millennials' fault. That is the environment's fault. Wormwood?
Yes.
Wormwood is destroying corks, making wine unviable, and the freshness of wine, me being a liquor snob that I am, the freshness of wine is a lot more, the turnover rate is a lot more higher when you make it in a metal cask or a stone cask as opposed to a wood cask. Hence, metal twist tops are becoming the norm as far as wine is concerned.
Wow, I just learned something.
Thank you, Jeff.
Yeah, you know, I got you. You don't never got me, but I got you.
That's the true statement.
No, I have you. I want you to be great.
I am.
I don't support.
Here we go again.
Look, I don't support the ratchety that you got going on.
Ratchety.
Ratchety. I hear that's that almost like, what's the word I used in the first podcast?
Often.
No, no. Oh.
Inhibited.
Habition. It was habition.
Habition.
Right, like prohibition. No more wine corks.
Right.
What else we got?
So apparently the third one is golf. Somehow we're ruining golf.
Mm-hmm. How so?
Because I guess we don't play it because we have other shit we'd rather do.
Rory McIlroy? Isn't he young? Jordan Spieth is young, and Jordan Spieth is the new Tiger Woods. I'm not a big golf fan, but I got into it when Tiger was popping.
He won this weekend.
He was killing it this weekend. Jordan Spieth is that guy. And
more
young.
Than likely, what's his race as well?
He's white.
He's white? Oh, okay. Because I was just wondering if it's maybe it's starting to... You know, not be a good old boys thing.
I think
that's what it is. It's not a good old boys thing. Now women are being included, and you know, people with
Vijay Singh just won the
complexion.
Yeah.
Just saying, it's not all inclusive in the way that it was before.
They ain't trying to serve chicken and collard greens at the Masters dinner. I mean, they say that entire one.
Yeah, and the name of the tournament
is the Masters.
The Masters.
Is we playing golf today, son?
Do better.
Is we playing golf today?
All right, go ahead.
All right, and then so number four on the list is vacations, which I feel is BS because everybody I know, we're out here and it's not a vacation like we take driving 2 miles away from wherever we live at. People are going, my homegirl right now is in Puerto Rico turning up. Her snaps is lit. I'm mad that I'm here working and not in Puerto Rico right now. But yeah, apparently vacations are being ruined by the millennials.
How?
They claim that we're not vacationing, which I feel like we're vacationing more than ever.
Well, I think the emergence of the vacation and the staycation.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I mean, and I don't think that's a millennial's fault more so than it is the economy.
How about a playcation where they play PlayStation all day?
Hey, look at that guy.
First of all, we're
dad jokes.
Right. But we're working longer, a lot longer, and being paid a lot less, and we're in school, and we're doing all of these other things. So I'm sorry, like, we can't take 3-week, you know, vacations over to Germany because we got stuff to do, you know?
That's completely understandable. This list is, but go ahead.
Yeah.
Please.
And last but not least, it's a double-edged sword with this one. Apparently, we are ruining diamonds in marriage. All right, with diamonds, one, we definitely are more knowledgeable about where diamonds come from, how they're obtained, and the damage and destruction that they've done to other people for them. So, yeah, I have a lot of friends who personally have been recently engaged and refused to buy a diamond because of where it comes from. For how it's being obtained and the people that were hurt to obtain diamonds. So it's not we don't want to spend the money as much as it's a...
We don't want to support that cause.
We're not supporting this cause.
I could do an entire segment on diamonds and gold. I could legitimately have enough knowledge in the ticker up here. I could do an entire segment.
And would the radio line enjoy that?
I would piss people off. I would piss people all the way off. Because, look, just seriously, on a serious note, the tradition of the classic wedding is about 75 years old. Which ain't a fucking tradition.
No, it's new.
It's new.
Yeah,
it's
my second baby mother is half that age.
Pause. But it's complete and utter bullshit. It was the idea of a diamond ring was made up by the Beers company.
The who?
The Beers.
Beers.
The Beers.
The Beers.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But they made up the concept of the diamond ring and spending too much salary. That's the standard for what you should get your wife for a ring. These things are marketable. Like, you know what I mean? This is a Hallmark tradition, as I like to call it.
Now, Key, you also said marriage.
Mm-hmm. So apparently they're claiming that we're not getting married, but that's not the case either. I have plenty of friends that are getting married, but I don't think that it's necessary for me, like, to go and have some formal ceremony or these weddings. Like, if two people want to be committed and spend the rest of their lives together, I don't need to go to a courthouse to do so. Mm-hmm. Like, I understand when it comes to marriage or whatever, that little piece of paper that you receive will entitle you to other benefits when it comes to, like,
mortgages, insurance. Right.
But the thing is, that's switching up now, too. It really is. Like, it's changing. Like, I can get on a mortgage with you. Just, like, we can go be roommates and get an apartment together or whatever else. Like, it's not a necessity anymore. Like, the world has changed a lot. We don't have to do this to be together. And that's not really a sign of commitment for us anymore. Like, I can be committed to you, and that's just that. I don't have to run off and spend all this money on these ceremonies to be committed to you.
I mean, all these things is understandable. Like, you know, this list is... it's completely disappointing because I've never heard any of these things blamed on millennials.
Oh, you was waiting to stand on the side like, get off my lawn!
I mean, you know.
Oh, yeah, because there's more. I mean, there's more, but, like, apparently, like, we're ruining, like, Applebee's and places like that.
Applebee's,
like,
garbage.
How do you
the food is trash.
How do you ruin an Applebee's?
They claim that we are killing off all of, like, the Applebee's, TJ Fridays, TGI Fridays,
Chili's. Those things are already going to be ruined.
They're blaming it on us. Right, the food is disgusting.
How does that your fault?
Somehow it is.
Because hipsters are running mom and pops. And,
right.
And things like, I mean, being that we're in Virginia, things like Commune or Hair of the Dog and restaurants of that nature.
How is this a bad thing when mom and pop shops can compete with corporations?
You should talk to your folks.
Yeah, but see, the thing about it, which makes this list disappointing to me, is that I've never heard any of my folks say anything about any of these topics. Why would they care? First of all, we're not baby boomers. You know,
this
that's my father's
old man
generation.
Outraged.
No, because I'm a
kid. You hear this old man outraged? Tell him.
I was hoping that there was something on the list that I could possibly relate to. And I'm not one of the guys that dissed the millennials. Stassi, he know I throw insults on him, but he know, everybody know I love this brother.
Shout out, Stassi. Yeah.
I'm one of the people who have collectively gathered together with some of my hip-hop generation people that's what I want to refer to myself as, but we have had discussions where I have told people in public places and on podcasts, listen, it is not our job to overly criticize our young people. We need them to be our allies. You know, first of all, they're young, so give them a chance to mature and grow, because we was not scholars when we was 21. You know, we made a lot of dumb mistakes ourselves. And also give them a chance to find their own way. This is their world. So what, they like different music than we like? So what, they like different clothes than we like? Even though I don't need to see your ass. My niggas, I don't need to see your ass. You know what I'm saying? I'm expecting stuff like that on the list. I'm expecting to hear we blame millennials for ruining hip-hop music. Mm-hmm. Or ruining something else that I actually care about. There's nothing on this list that I could give a damn about. Not even golf.
There are like probably 100 different pages that got these lists. And I'm talking about, it's stuff on there like scotch tape. Like, yeah, we're being blamed for the...
I think
loss of scotch tape.
I think that's...
What'd you say about Daz farting on the post?
I said... I'll pull it up so I can make sure I read it word for word. Yeah, I had essentially made a post yesterday on Facebook because I was at work and it was some people complaining about all the stuff that millennials do that somehow...
I hope their complaints was better than these five. These
so I
terrible.
Said, the way the millennials get blamed for everything is the same way dads fart and blame it on the baby or the dog. Like...
And that's understandable.
Essentially, we are the ones that are kind of paying the piper for all of these previous actions, but somehow it's our fault.
Yeah, but I want to hear actions that really make a difference. I don't think that none of these actions on this list are worth a grain of salt. None of them. First of all...
I do believe the diamonds in the marriage. For me, I feel like that hits close to home.
Well, we was going to talk about that because I brought up, you know, the Game of Thrones thing. Mm-hmm. And how in medieval times you had all these traditions that we look at now and be like, how could these people be so dumb? Prearranged marriages. Mm-hmm. Like, my daughter's 12 years old. We're going to marry her off to some other house of royalty just to keep the royal money in the family. And sometimes them people get mistreated. Sometimes there's marital rape, which, by the way, was legal in the United States until 1987. All right? So I was asking, what are some of the things that 1,000 years from now, people will look back on our generation and say, these dudes was savages? And we got different answers. And lo and behold, marriage was one of them.
Marriage is one of them.
They was like, yo, 1,000 years from now, marriage might not be viewed the way it is now. 47% of women married to age women are married. And 51% of married to age men are married. When those numbers have been declining for years, same thing with religion. Used to be plus 90% was Christian. America's 14% atheist. Another thing is religion. 1,000 years from now, how are we going to view religion? The Electoral College?
This racism thing, I still feel racism. Like we... At some point, everybody's going to have to look back.
What do you think, in 1,000 years, that the majority of us would be...
Yeah.
Caramel color?
I'm not sure. I can't say. You got to... There's so many other things that need to be taken into account. The fact that this...
White genocide!
Yeah, like, we're literally destroying the planet, you know what I mean? We got, like, all this greenhouse effects and ozone layer stuff going on, like...
The iceberg in Antarctica just cracked wide open.
Right, like, we're literally... Yeah, we're physically... If we do somehow become able to adapt and survive all of these changes, we're going to be different. You know what I mean?
One of the things that I think is a connection to your list is the internet. You know, like a fun way that we had this discussion before was... What inventions during your lifetime really changed the world or changed your world? And you say cell phones and smartphones and all that stuff. And yes, because before the smartphone business, newspapers were very, very popular.
Magazines, yeah.
Magazines, those have gone out of business. And there's been a variety of other industries that no longer... I remember when we first got a VCR. For those who don't know what a VCR is, it was a machine that played tapes, and the movies were on tapes.
What's a tape?
A tape was basically a DVD that you had to rewind and fast forward, like a cassette tape.
So it's not the Scotch tape that's being killed by us, right?
You know, and you know, I remember when my family first brought home a VCR. I remember when
Baymax.
I remember Betamax. I remember when my family...
Kiki said, what?
Betamax was a bootleg version of the VCR. And the tapes was a different size. VHS tapes was one size. The Betamax tapes was a different size. I remember when my family first got a TV that had a remote control with it. Because before then, you had to turn the knob.
Click, click, click. And if you missed, you had to go all the way.
Have you even seen those TVs?
No.
She's looking at me like I'm from medieval times.
No, my nana did have one.
My nana had one. My grandma had one.
It didn't work, though. But, like, yeah, it had, like, two sets of knobs, right?
And did it have an antenna? That was metal antennas?
I think it did.
You had to move the antennas around to get a good signal, a good picture. Mm. You had to jiggle the antennas. Like if you're... Charger got a short in it, and you got to wiggle it around to make sure your battery charges.
What?
We used to have to wiggle around the antennas to make sure.
Yeah, Sesame Street is staring at us like she's watching an episode of The Flintstones right now.
I'll give you another one.
He was just saying, then you got to crank the back for energy.
I'll give you another one. When I remember when my family first got a microwave. The microwave was big. Like, yo, we could pop popcorn in the microwave. We
in
kids.
In a couple minutes? Yeah.
Like, we kids. So, you know, kids ain't really allowed to use a stove. We can only got certain things we can eat and make for ourselves in the kitchen. Once we got the microwave, boom, it's safe. It beeps and it goes off, so you ain't got to worry about turning the stove off. You ain't got to worry about getting burned. So the kids could press a couple of buttons, pop our own popcorn, go back to the TV, adjust the antennas, and watch Sesame Street.
Remember that hard-ass plastic balloon that your mom used to keep in the bathroom?
Wow.
Oh,
pause.
Yo.
I'm just saying.
It was burgundy. It was burgundy? Wow. Plus 100 for my man Jeff for the grossest and best comment of the
podcast. So you going to explain to the people who might not know what this balloon is?
No, I want you to do it.
I know what it is.
Please, you're a doctor.
I'm not doing it.
You're a doctor. You got to do it.
Okay, first of all, I have a story to go with that balloon.
That makes it better.
Okay, so at my nana's house, like, she was not trying to do anything that... caused her to advance technologically. Like, she was not trying to keep up with the changes. And she definitely had one of those, and I will never forget. Me and my three brothers that sandwiched me, the one right under me and the two above me, we all went to stay at her house. And so she was real big on...
Called your brother sandwiching you, but go ahead. Shout out to Game of Thrones. Please.
Shout out to Game of Thrones.
Continue.
Don't look mad like
that. Anywho.
Incest.
Never. Never.
But brothers married sisters in medieval times. Yeah, but that's the joke. That's the joke for those that don't.
This is 2000. Ain't none of that shaking.
Yes.
So my brother goes because she was real big on making sure everybody, you know, you got to take a bath when you go to bed or whatever and wash your neck, all that good stuff. My brother was in the bathroom way too long, having a good time. My grandma go check on him because she know he gonna have water on the floor. Apparently he was standing up with that, practicing beer bonging out of that bag. Whoa.
Yes.
Whoa. Sorry, Michael, I'm telling on you.
All right. So now we know her brother's name is Michael. And we know that he drank douche water as a child.
And the thing is,
thank you, Keith, for being so transparent. I'm sure your family loves you.
Oh yeah, because it's him. I'm willing to do this. And the thing is, he's quick to want a beer bong now, and it still comes up. So
no pizza.
Well, that's how you use beer bong with a douche bag.
We always. Yeah. You've been doing this since you was 7.
From one mic to another mic. Please come on the podcast when you get a chance and defend yourself and tell us story. That is equally disturbing about your lovely sister.
Yeah, okay.
So we can laugh at her.
Yeah, okay.
That was a great segment, y'all. Let's take a quick pause. We're going to come back and wrap it up. And I may or may not get to my top five about the top five cartoon animals. Street 16 Podcast. Pause.
Get your mind right. Inhale, exhale.
It's the planetary shift. I'm a man of every gift. In my hand, it's a can, and the band is very sick. I walk with the march of a military beat, and MCs, they ain't getting on my literary. Every street, I'm the weirdest dude. Anyone never come near this dude, make him shit his food. I'm the third best reason your girl not home. The young black Jesus, I'm Sherlock Holmes. The nun hit wonder, I brung this blunder, then run this under, so come get thunder. I'm lightning striking from fighting Vikings. I'm writing tritons like biting Tyson. So recognize Nadia as your English professor. I'm looking for the voice that can sting this.
Word, Street 16 Podcast. We just got finished talking about top fives, and Key gave a list of the top five things that old people, or as she calls us, baby boomers, blame millennials for. And it was a horrible list. She gets a minus 17 for this list, even though she says it's not her list. But it did lead us to talk about one interesting aspect of it, which was...
Violence and marriage.
Yeah, but the best part of the segment was, you know, the burgundy balloon in grandma's back.
Thank you for
that. That night.
Plus 18 for the burgundy balloon story.
Yes, y'all both get pluses. All right, so, you know, we ended up in the break talking about, you know, the differences between the older guys that hate on the millennials for any given reason and the ones that actively show love and reach out. And I consider myself one of the leaders on this forefront because I think it's important for us to show love to the younger generation. And I think it's equally important for them to show love to us. And so I do not want to be counting in the class of older folks that hate on our young people. All right, so here's my top five cartoon animals because we got on Key because her pet Smooches gets Michael Kors dresses.
Penelope?
Penelope.
Yeah, she's Penelope.
Penelope?
Yeah.
Say her name.
Yeah. she's a Shorkie.
Yes.
Shorkie.
Piece of shit. Look, don't make me come over there.
She's a snorkel.
A snorkel.
Yeah.
Remember snorkels. Shout out to snorkels. We're talking about classic cartoons.
Snorkels is a Yorkie and a Schnitzel.
The knockoff Smurfs.
So just to show her that I don't hate all animals, I want to give an ode to my top five cartoon animals, and we will start in the feline category with the Pink Panther.
Do-dum, 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 do-dum. Shout out to Steve Martin.
No doubt. And the reason why Pink Panther makes the list is because, you know, he wore shades, he was tall and skinny, he listened to jazz, he walked with a bebop, and he wore pink. So that makes him a pimp.
Like Cameron.
Like that.
Like Cameron.
Number four. We go to the bird category with one of my favorites, the classic great American hero, Woody Woodpecker. That is the key word. And the woodpecker, interesting fact about the woodpecker, they actually don't get concussions because their tongue wraps around their brain and acts as a shock absorber when they bang their head on the trees.
That is a great fact.
And I heard that the NFL engineer has been looking into the woodpecker as inspiration to design a helmet to prevent concussions, so maybe we have less OJs.
That's pretty dope.
Just to tie it all in.
Shout out to the juice.
Number three, we're going to stay in the bird category, is the Roadrunner. The Roadrunner.
Me.
That's right. The Roadrunner was an ostrich, I believe. And he makes
a Roadrunner. Yeah. That's the type of
the
bird.
The Roadrunner is the type of bird.
The Roadrunner is a Roadrunner.
Okay.
All right. Ostrich. Ostriches are fast, though. Lost, I mean, 45, 50 miles an hour?
Yeah, there, yeah. Well, what I mean is he was ostracized because...
Flip that. Bring it back.
Bring it back.
Alphabetical foul because, you know, he always got away from the coyote, and the coyote was not a real sympathetic loser, and, you know, he would stand over the coyote with an arrogant smirk on his face every time the coyote fell off the bridge or blew up by dynamite. So that makes the Roadrunner one of the top five greatest animals and one of the top five annoying most animals in the cartoon.
Shout out to Acme for displaying capitalism at its finest.
Right. They had a lot of plugs.
They ran all of it. It was the
Acme
plug.
Acme was the plug.
Acme was the plug.
Acme was the plug.
They were ahead of their time. Now they like the Geico commercial on every app popping up with Flo. Flo Rida. And number two. Number two is a cartoon duo.
Phil and Lil.
Tom and Jerry.
You should
have Wow, you did that?
Tom and Jerry.
The most racist cartoon on
You
the
remember Tom
planet?
And Jerry? Yeah. Okay, now when I say Tom and Jerry, what I'm really mean is Jerry.
Jerry was a G.
Jerry, because you got to say the whole thing like a Tribe Called Quest, because if I just say Jerry, they ain't going to know who I'm talking about.
What's your boy's name? You know, what's the fact?
Slipback?
No, your boy from Tribe, the fourth member.
Jerobi.
Jerobi!
Yeah, Tom was Jerobi. Right, Tom was Jerobi. So listen, you know, but Jerry was, you know, adorable, cute, smart, had cute friends and got away with it. And my number one, I'm going to stay in the mouse category, and the number one greatest cartoon animal of all time, duh, is Mickey Mouse. He got amusement parks, cities, streets named after him.
Because he's winning.
And he owns ESPN.
Heard that. Not because he's dope, because he's winning.
Stephen A. Smith, John Gruden, Dan Le Batard, Mike and Mike, all of them bow to the mouse. He's their boss. And that's my top five cartoon animals of all time. Please write us back.
I ain't hear nothing about Marsupilapi.
we have to do another, like, some... updated version of that list.
Oh, you have some.
We got some as though.
Yo, like, here, hold on. Speaking of cartoon animals, small known fact. Sonic the Hedgehog, the cartoon.
Yes.
You know who voiced Sonic the Hedgehog?
Was it Cree Summer?
Jahlil White.
Really?
Steve Urkel is Sonic the Hedgehog.
That's dope.
If that's not a great way to end the show, I don't know what is.
It's not a great way to end
It's the definitely
show.
Yo, Steve Urkel, Sonic the Hedgehog? That's great.
The story about her brother drinking douche water. Pretending it was beer pong.
Yo, this has been a Street 16 broadcast. We'd like to thank y'all for listening. Subscribe at street16magazine.com.
Do black people
real.
Even play beer pong?
Yeah.
Yeah, I kill at beer pong,
exactly.
Bro.
Exactly.
Why am I not surprised? I am
right.
Not surprised.
You're right.
Is OJ the biggest sellout in black America? Top
OJ?
Five sellouts.
OJ.
It's a sellout? No.
Nah, I go with Clarence Thomas.
Okay, good answer. Anybody got any other nominees? We'll see y'all next week. Peace.